Back on KJF Sports Talk, Matt Greenwood with you. And on the line, we got Zach Bone, the Herculaneum baseball head coach, as he gets ready to do some practice with the team as they get ready for the season ahead. And Coach, certainly appreciate you spending some time with us today.
Oh, absolutely, Matt. Thanks for having me. Excited to talk about the upcoming baseball season. Excited to have you here. And congratulations on being named sports director at KJF.
Well, I appreciate it. I look forward to continuing what Will had continued with what other people had started and all that good stuff. So should be fun. And what better way to start a new job than to talk about baseball? And
absolutely,
especially Herculaneum baseball, because last year, 12-3-1. If I got that record correctly, that's a fantastic record and something to certainly build on going into this year.
Well, we certainly had a good 2017, Matt, and I think it was kind of the culmination of the efforts of our senior class who had been through a situation where we hadn't won a ton of baseball games the 3 years previous. We won 4, 5, and 6 games our first 3 years in the program. Had a really nice core of senior leadership, guys like Austin Bearden, Ian Wisely, Greg Garrett, guys who are really committed to the program for better or worse, so to speak. And nice to see them finish off with a successful senior season. Having said that, we got to the district championship game and came up just a little bit short against a very good Hancock team. Didn't have the opportunity to advance like we had hoped. Missed out on winning the conference championship, to a couple of really good baseball teams as well. So certainly proud of the year we had last year. We also understand some unfinished business, hopefully, but certainly a lot to play for in 2018.
Well, and certainly, when you have a history of not great success, at least a recent history of not having great success, it kind of takes that one winning season for other guys on the team that maybe play a lesser role, or maybe even just the kids in school that are thinking about going out for Herky baseball. When they see a successful season and they see what you guys were able to do last year, it kind of encourages them to get better at their craft and to maybe even just come out and join. So with that in mind, how many new faces do you have out there this year?
We returned 16 guys from last year. A really nice core of juniors and sophomores, and a group of seniors who really played substantially for us last year. And guys like Gavin Turley and Drake Byers, as seniors who have been 3-year starters for us now. A guy like Donovan Schaefer, Zach Phillips, guys who have been 2-year starters. Guys give us a lot of experience in a lot of situations. We certainly think that there's a little bit of buzz, a little bit of excitement around the program. Feel really good about the core of guys who returned and the contributions they've made in the past, and hopefully the contributions they'll make again this year. And excited about our freshman class as well. So, for us, it's an exciting time. Like you said, I think there's certainly some buzz and some energy regarding the year that we had last year. It's an exciting time for us here. We're hoping the weather will cooperate a little bit more, because I think everybody would like to be outside a little bit more than we have been. But energy's been good so far. Enthusiasm's been good. And I think coming off a year where we had success certainly feeds into that.
And have you already participated in any jamborees?
We do not. We haven't played one in the past, and I'm certainly not against them. Just a situation where it hasn't really fit into the schedule that we've looked at in the past couple of years. So we're going to inter-squad a little bit. We did that last Saturday. We'll do it again this upcoming week, hopefully, as the weather cooperates here. So we'll mix it up with our own guys a little bit. We have some depth that we like. Certainly a good mix of depth on the mound, the guys we're going to see in a competitive situation later this week. So we'll be playing the Jamboree. We don't actually open up till next Friday, the 23rd, when we host Charleston here. So going to have a few more days here to get some work in, simulate some game-type stuff, and kind of see how we match up.
You talk about the excitement around the camp there. And obviously, I think you said 16 returning players onto this squad. Have you had conversations with them already this practice or these practices about kind of growing from that success last year and maybe some different ways that you guys might approach games to try to get more wins and have a better luck in the district tournaments?
Oh, sure. High school baseball is it's a very interesting game. It's a very interesting postseason format in that, you know, you can determine a champion based off a series of seven baseball games in a single elimination tournament. So, you know, what we've told the guys in the past is this. Look, you know, we want to have a chance to compete for a conference championship. We want to have a chance to compete for a district championship. But, you know, by the same token, we're not going to measure the success of the year based on a single day in May, essentially. So, you know, for us, we're trying to get out and be the best we can be every single day. I know that sounds a lot like a cliche, but, you know, when you spend as much time out here practicing as a lot of people do during baseball season, you know, you get very familiar with each other. You get very familiar with, you know, teammates and coaches. So, you know, for us, it's a challenge of trying to pursue excellence a little bit every day, get a little bit better every day out here. And, you know, we're hoping to, you know, to finish with an opportunity, like I said, to compete for a conference and district championship. You know, by the same token, you know, I think, you know, for us, we want to be as good as we can be. And we feel like if we're as good as we can be, we'll let it fall where it falls at that point. Josh Thomas is a really smart guy. He used to play baseball here. And for the Festive Legion team, used to always say, you know, today is today and yesterday was yesterday. So we certainly won't be playing for the 2017 conference or district championships this year. And, you know, whenever we tip off next Friday, although that I guess tip off might be more of a basketball term, but yeah. We toss it around next Friday. You know, it's no one's going to care that we had a really good year last year. You know, I think maybe caught some people by surprise having the success we had in terms of the record we posted, but I certainly don't think that we'll catch anybody by surprise this spring.
You mentioned that you have had some intra-squad games. So what have you seen from your guys in that?
I'm excited about how we swing it up and down the lineup, I think. You know, offensively, return guys like Gavin Turley, Jason Harden, Jordan Duncan, three guys who were have been all-conference selections for us. A lot of versatility, I think, for those three guys. Able to play the middle, they're able to step on the mound. Jason will play some third. He'll also play some outfield this year. He's a two-time all-conference selection. You know, Jordan Duncan is a first-teamer last year as a freshman. Gavin Turley has been a guy who's just seen a ton of time for us. Has been an all-conference, all-district performer for us over the years. A guy like Drake Byers, who was an all-conference selection as well in the last 2 years, saw a ton of time on the mound, 5-0 for us last spring. So excited to have him back. I think we have some experience that maybe some guys aren't as familiar with in terms of you know, names they've seen on the all-conference, all-district teams that we certainly think is quality depth. Donovan Schaefer, Zach Phillips. You know, guys we feel like can come out and contribute and really make an impact for us. So, you know, like I said, excited about this group. I'm excited about the competition level. You know, I think we have some interesting depth, both on the mound and offensively.
All right, what do you have in store for the boys for practice today?
Well, we're going to get out in the outfield here. Coach Dickerman's been working hard on the field here. It's not quite dry enough for us to get out today. We're hoping to get out tomorrow and scrimmage a little bit. Going to run through some things in the outfield as best we can and try to make the most of this afternoon, like I'm sure a lot of people around the county are doing today.
Yeah, it's cold, it's windy, it's not exactly baseball weather, but I'm sure it's coming around the corner. Hey Coach.
That's, yeah, just as my father used to say, man, it's only as cold as you think it is, so we're going to pretend it's sunny in 75 out here and try to get after it a little bit.
Okay, it's not going to be a reality for you, but you can think all you want.
Well, I appreciate it, man. Thanks for calling. Like I said, really excited to have you around. You know, excited to work with you and ready for a good season of baseball.
Well, I appreciate it, Coach Bone, and looking forward to a great season as well. You take care.
Thank you, sir.
All right, that is Zach Bone, head coach of Herky Baseball, Herculaneum Baseball, as we get ready for the baseball season coming up this weekend, next week as well. It's Herky and Charleston next Friday the 23rd for their first game of the season.